Well guys, this is your host and I'm back and sharing my thoughts on a movie that is supernaturally horror film. So if you are someone who is not a fan of the supernatural thing, then make sure listen to the episode. And if you are someone who is totally fanatic about supernatural horror film, then make sure you stream the movie right now without even listening to the episode, guys. No worries, no bad thing might happen to you. So just make sure you stream the movie right away if you are a fan of supernatural films, supernatural horror films, guys, not supernatural films. So other than that, the movie name is The Pop Exorcist. It is streaming right now on Netflix, so make sure you do yourself a favor and jump into the movie right away. So people who are not a fan of supernatural horror film, then make sure you listen to the episode itself. I won't say anything horrific. Okay, so what this movie is all about? It is being directed by Julius Avery and it is based on two books written by Father Gabriel Amaroth himself. The Exorcist tells the story that was published in 1990, and the other movie that was published in 1992, Exorcist More Story. So there happens to be two scenes that was shown, like two possession scenes. Like first one is a mentally in man showing himself as being possessed, but he gets cured after getting to seeing a pig getting shot to head. That creates a scene, and Father Gabriel, who has been at the scene and who has shot the pig, was invited for a investigation at church by authorities who has the powers. So Father Gabriel's make the scene and keeps himself safe and says he only answers to Pop, so nobody else is here to caution the act that has been done by him. Only Pop can caution that, and he only going to answer Pop. So afterwards, Pop hands off a case to Father Gabriel that is happening in Spain. So what is happening in Spain? A family moves to a abbey that was totally a like heritage thing for the family, because the man of the house was dead in a car accident, and the boy Henry saw his father getting killed by a shovel of rod through his mind. So that creates a bad impact on the boy, and boy is not speaking after the car accident happened. So family includes his mother, his sister and himself moves to abbey in Spain, and the abbey was kind of a like a place where Vatican people used to do the or cure of the possession thing while keeping the evil spirit in control. And it was about to be redecorated by some peoples in Spain. But while roaming through the abbey, the boy gets possessed by the evil spirit, and a explosion, gas explosion happens while the workers who are totally redecorating the abbey gets like harmed by the fire. So the people who were working there vacates the abbey, and now family is left alone, but boy starts showing the possession signs and he asks for a father. And when locally situated father visits the Henry, then he gets fired back and he gets asked to have a real father visit him. So the evil spirit is kind of strong this time. So Father Gabriel makes a visit and he uses his device and he gets to know the evil spirit that has possessed Henry is totally strong and can't be controlled in a simple manner. Because if an evil spirit is coming from a dark world and has a control over the past also, then the evil spirit is too strong. So Father Gabriel and his assistant father, who is locally situated, is getting their past hidden sins revealed again and again in front of them. And they ask themselves to confess their deadly sins to each other so that they can purify their own sins, but it doesn't have that much of impact. Evil spirit keeps on showing them their bad sins again and again. And by last we see Father Gabriel making himself as a sacrifice figure here so that he can save the boy Henry from the evil possession. And evil take the possession of Father Gabriel, and he takes Father Gabriel to a place where the Vatican people used to have the exorcism plate. Like, there was a place in just below the abbey, and just a cave like structure where Vatican people used to have a possession thing happening, like exorcism does have a place in the abbey. So Father Gabriel gets to visit there with the possession in his body, but Father, who has been assisting Father Gabriel, makes sure he doesn't stop himself and gets into the cave and try to save Father Gabriel from the possession. And both of them start saying the words that which purifies the evil spirit and which kills off the evil spirit, and both of them sends the evil spirit back to hell with their own prayers, and with the help of Christ himself they kill off the evil spirit and send it back to the hell. But the sins weren't forgotten, so people at Vatican praises Father Gabriel and his assistant for doing that thing, and they get assigned few more cases that might start showing up in near days. So Father Gabriel agrees on taking on the possession cases, and he has his own assistant now. So both are on their own now. They can travel the world to the places that possession might start showing up. That's it for the plotline, guys. That's it. So now the review. The people who love supernatural film might just get excited about the scenes that are happening in this movie. Like, if you are a fan who has seen exorcism movie, then you might see this one as an interesting one, because there happens to be ending scene where you see some supernatural power happening, like shining through or fiery thing happening. So you are getting impression about a real hell is happening in the abbey thing. But somehow Father Gabriel and his assistant destroys that Vatican thing that happened in just below the abbey, and they saves the boy. So the story is totally based on the scenes that were really faced by Father Gabriel and his assistant. So the actors who played their role in this movie are totally fine, guys. On point. Father Gabriel, played by the actor who is totally famous for his acts. I don't know his name, so I praise his act in this movie, and he has done well. And the actors who has been supporting him through the storyline has done their roles well, totally fine too. So no issues with the storyline, guys, that's for sure. And the evil possession thing is on point. I haven't seen this kind of exorcism movie any in your past life, that's for sure. So that's it for the movie. And if you are some kind of a fan who thinks this movie is going to have a second part, there is a second part going on in production, that's for the news I can say. So we might see another part of this movie, and I'm totally excited about watching that movie too. So if that movie comes, I'm definitely going to watch it in theater, because this movie also released in theaters, but I was unfortunate not to watch this movie. But second time, when the second part comes, I will be watching it. So have a great day and watch the movies and stream it online. And the people who doesn't like supernatural horror film, just think about it. This movie is not that horrific. It just shows certain scenes that are not horrific, but if you are watching it alone at night, then it might just scare you out, but altogether the movie is worth watching, guys. It's totally worth watching. You can watch the movie in lights too. You might not get scared. So that's it for the episode, guys. Have a great day. Thank you. Bye.